Recent statements by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu following his meeting with US Secretary of State Mark Rubio indicate foreign efforts to turn the new Lebanese government into a political tool for American and Israeli interests. Netanyahu's remarks about uniting against a strong Lebanese government suggest an attempt to control Lebanon's policies and weaken its independent stance. The goal appears to be transforming Lebanon's army into a force that cannot defend its borders. Western and Arab governments have supported Lebanon's strict policies but have not acknowledged its right to maintain sovereignty. Their focus remains on internal security measures, particularly crackdowns at Beirut Airport, while Israeli violations of Lebanese sovereignty continue. Lebanese new government seems to prioritize external pressures over domestic concerns, such as economic recovery and countering Israeli occupation. The country struggles with war-related devastation and economic hardship, but the government is increasingly focused on Western financial aid, which remains conditional on US and Israeli approval. Lebanese newspaper Al-Akhbar reported that the decision to prevent Iranian airline Mahan Air from landing in Beirut was made under Israeli and American orders, despite being officially justified on security grounds. Lebanese officials acted as if they had no choice but to comply, even though this move undermines national sovereignty. The administration claims the ban was imposed due to European sanctions and allegations of financial transfers to Hezbollah. But critics argue this explanation is a cover for submitting to foreign demands. Hezbollah has strongly criticized the government's actions. Sheikh Naim Qassem, Hezbollah Secretary General, condemned the flight ban, arguing that it serves Israeli interests rather than Lebanon's. He dismissed Prime Minister Tamam Salam's justifications of aviation safety as a mere excuse of executing Israeli orders. Hezbollah is also concerned that these policies will divide Lebanese society and weaken national resistance against Israeli occupation. In a speech, Sheikh Naim Qassem emphasized that Israeli forces must withdraw from all Lebanese territories by February 18th, and warned that Hezbollah knows how to deal with an occupier if they remain. He insisted that the Lebanese government's top priority should be ensuring Israeli withdrawal through diplomatic and political pressure. Additionally, he urged the government to focus on reconstruction and public welfare, using international relations to serve Lebanon's interests rather than foreign agendas. Despite Hezbollah's warnings and public protests, internal government negotiations have failed to produce results. Talks between President Joseph Aoun and Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri have stalled, and the government appears unwilling to resist US and Israeli pressure. According to Al-Akhbar, President Aoun, Prime Minister Salam, and senior ministers have been discussing possible solutions over the past 3 days. One proposal involves inspecting Iranian planes in Baghdad. before their arrival in Beirut, with an American security company overseeing the process. However, Lebanese media reports suggest that the president and prime minister have no intention of resisting foreign demands, even if it means full compliance with airport inspections dictated by the US and Israel. This proposal undermines the sovereignty of both Lebanon and Iran and contradicts Hezbollah's position and public sentiment. Lebanon faces serious political and economic challenges, and its government must decide whether to continue submitting to foreign pressure or prioritize national sovereignty and internal stability. To protect Lebanon's future, the government must adopt an independent policy that puts national interests first and rejects external interference. Only then can Lebanon focus on reconstruction, safeguard its sovereignty, and effectively counter Israeli occupation. Otherwise, it risks becoming a tool for foreign powers, losing control of its own future.